Okay, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Shiurim Pirkei Avos. We're starting tonight with Paragimel, the third chapter, Mishnah Yud Ches, Mishnah 18. And just like last night, we learned Mishnah Yud Zayin 17, which was the first of a number of statements that were made by Rabbi Akiva. We talked a little bit about the famous Rabbi Akiva. So too, this Mishnah Yud Ches 18 is a saying of Rabbi Akiva. Again, as we pointed out last night, there are four successive Mishnayos that all relate the positions of Rabbi Akiva. So here we're told as follows: Hu Haya Omer. Rabbi Akiva used to say, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Beloved is man, beloved are human beings, that they were created, B'Tzelem, in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiba Yisera no da'as lo. An extra measure of love and affection was shown to him, to man, Shenivra B'Tzelem, that he was created in the image of God, Shenemar ki B'Tzelem Elokim asa esa Adam. As it says that Hashem created man in the image of God. So man is beloved. He was created in Hashem's image. Chaviv in Yisrael. Shenikru banim lamakom. Beloved are the Jewish people, that they were called, that they are called, children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiba Yisera no da'as lohem shenikru banim lamakom. An extra degree of love and affection was made known to them, that they were called children of Hashem. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. You are children to Hashem, your God. And finally, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shnitalem klichemda. Beloved are the Jewish people, because Hashem gave them the Torah, a klichemda, a desirable item, a beautiful, precious item, which he gave to the Jewish people. Chiba Yisera no das lohem shenita lohem kli chemda shebo nivra ha'olam. And an extra degree of love and affection was made known to the Jewish people insofar as they were given this beloved instrument, this beloved item, the instrument through which the world itself was created. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki lekach tov nosati lochem torasi al ta'azovu. Famous pasuk, Hashem says, I have given you good instruction, do not abandon my Torah. So Rabbi Akiva says there are three signs of Hashem's love which he made known and which he bestowed upon Adam and Yisrael. Adam is created in the image of God. Yisrael is called Banim Lamakom, is called children of Hashem. And Yisrael were given a klichemda, a beautiful instrument, a beautiful item, known as the Torah HaKadosha, and it was through the Torah that the world itself was created. A number of Mefarshim, particularly the Abarbanel and Reb Chaim Volozhin, see this Mishnah as being a positive counterpart to the Mishnah which starts off the third parak. And interestingly enough, that Mishnah was stated by Akavya ben Mahalalel, someone who had a name that was very similar to Rabbi Akiva. And here we find Rabbi Akiva giving what, according to the Abarbanel and Reb Chaim Volozhin, is really a different perspective than that which is articulated by Akavya ben Mahalalel. Let's go back and just review that Mishnah for a moment. So we had learned at the very beginning of the third parak, Akavya ben Mahalalel Omer, Akavya ben Mahalalel used to say, Histako b'shloshot dvarim ve'ein ator bo lidei aveira. If you contemplate three things, you won't come to do aveiras. Dami ayin bosa, ul'ana taholeich, lifnei mi ator osi l'ten din b'cheshba. Know from whence you came, know where you're going, and know before whom you're ultimately destined to give an accounting. You came from a putrid drop of semen. You came from nothing. You're going to ultimately go to a makom rima afar v'saleya. You're going to go, your body is going to be consumed after death by the maggots and the grave. You know, it's an ignominious way to leave this world. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold you accountable for all of the things that you did in this world. You're going to have to give an accounting, a reckoning, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say both the Abarbanel and Reb Chaim Voloshin, Rabbi Akiva's statements over here are meant to be a positive alternative to the somewhat negative approach of Akavya ben Mahalalel. What do I mean by that? So Akavya ben Mahalalel is addressing how can you make sure, to the best of your ability, that you're not going to sin? How can you protect yourself against sinning? And Akavya ben Mahalalel basically says, if you contemplate three depressing and sobering things, it will keep you from sinning. Realize that you come from nothing, realize that you're going to nothing, and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold you accountable for your actions. Very sobering, you know, serious, even depressing things to think about to keep you on the straight and narrow. In contrast, Rabbi Akiva says, if a person wants to really keep himself from sinning, one should focus not on the negative origins and ultimate destination of the person. You should not focus primarily on the negative things that are going to befall you if you sin. You should think about all of the great gifts that you were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you think about those great gifts, that will propel you in a different way not to want to sin. You're such a tremendous person. How could you possibly fall into the clutches of sin? Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky has written many, many books in English on the Torah's perspective on different psychological issues. And in one of his books, he relates that when his father would give him mussar as a child, you know, instead of scolding him, at least most of the time, you know, his constant refrain when the young Rabbi Abraham Twersky would do something that was inappropriate, the constant refrain of the father was, for somebody like you, it's not appropriate, it's pasnished, to act in such a fashion. You're better than that. You know, somebody of your stature, somebody with your gifts, somebody with your talents, you know, should be acting better. I expect more from you, you know, given everything that you bring to the table. That's in many ways the approach of Rabbi Akiva, right? Not that you come from nothing and you're going to nothing and you're going to have to answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. You were created B'Tselem Elokim. There are three things Rabbi Akiva mentions that correspond to the three things Akavya ben Mahalalel mentions. You were created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You were called a child of Hashem. Not that you're coming from nothing and your body is going to be eaten by maggots. You come from the greatest stock conceivable. You're made B'Tselem Elokim. You're made in the image of God. And in terms of where you're going, your whole life, you're going to be a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bonim Lamakom. And in terms of Lifnei Miyata Asi L'Tein Din V'Cheshbon, you're going to have to answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to have to give a reckoning. So rather than focus on the punishment, says Rabbi Akiva, focus on the beautiful gift that we have known as the Torah. The Torah itself prevents us from sinning. When we immerse ourselves in Torah and we make that a part of our personality, that's going to hold us back from doing the wrong thing. So why focus on all of these negative incentives to keep a person from sinning? There are three positive incentives to push a person to stay away from sinning and to instead focus on all the things that he can accomplish in life. I've said sometimes that the famous machlokas between two different schools of Musar in Lithuania in the 19th century can be traced in many ways to what the Abarbanel and Reb Chaim Voloshin see as being this machlokas between Akavya ben Mahalalel on the one hand and Rabbi Akiva on the other hand. We all know that there were two yeshivas in pre-war Europe in Lithuania that were great Musar yeshivas, outgrowths of the great Musar movement of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And yet these two yeshivas had two very different emphases on how they approached trying to develop the ethical personality. There was the yeshiva of Navarduk, led by the author of Navarduk, Rabbi Yozel Horowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, where the focus on Navarduk was what they called shiflus ha'adam, the lowliness of man. Let man realize how worthless he is, how lowly he is, how we have nothing to our credit. And when we realize that worthlessness that we have, that lowliness that we possess, so that will inspire the person, that will keep the person back from sinning. Because who are you? How could you dare, lowly creature that you are, go against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And famously, the yeshiva Navarduk, the Bachrim, did not dress well. They made a point of not dressing well. They did things to get themselves used to the idea of embarrassing themselves. It's a famous story, you know, that a Bachur from Navarduk would walk into a hardware store and ask for butter, and they would ridicule him. You know, this is a hardware store, what are you asking for butter for? It doesn't make any sense. And he would do things like that, you know, just in order to instill in himself this sense that I'm nothing, I'm a nobody, you know, and that will keep me from sinning. And conversely, in the yeshiva of Slabodka, founded by Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the altar of Slabodka. So the approach of Slabodka was the exact opposite. They stressed the idea of Godless HaAdam, the greatness of a person. Look at what a person can be. Look at what heights a person can reach. And again, like we said before, quoting Rabbi Abraham Twersky, given the fact that you can reach such incredible heights, it's pasnish, it's not appropriate for somebody like you, you know, to engage in these terrible actions. That was the stress, the emphasis on Slabodka. In Slabodka, they dressed handsomely, they dressed beautifully, they emphasized that idea of aspiring to greatness. They tell the story that when the Alter Slabodka himself was on his deathbed, so the doctor came over to him and wanted to examine him. So he asked the Alter, could you stick out your tongue? And the Alter Slabodka refused. And after trying to understand why he wasn't following the directions of the doctor, ultimately they got him to say, how could I stick out my tongue in the presence of a Tzelem Elokim, of someone created in the image of God, like this doctor who's coming to examine me? How could I treat somebody with such a lack of respect so as to stick out my tongue? I guess ultimately they convinced him that, Rebbe, you're just sticking out your tongue for medical purposes. You know, nobody is, nobody thinks that you're making fun of the doctor by sticking out your tongue. But that was the whole approach, the Mahalach of Slabodka. You know, everyone is intensely dignified, and you know, how could one do anything to somehow compromise the dignity of a person? So I think it's not incorrect to say that according to the Abarbanel and according to Reb Chaim Volozhin, this machlokas between Navarduk and Slabodka is, should we emphasize in Musar the shiflus ha'adam, the lowliness of man, or the godless ha'adam, the greatness of man? That machlokas ultimately goes back to this machlokas here in Pirkei Avos, the machlokas Akavya ben Mahalalel on the one hand, who was ahead of his time, but he was an adherent of Navarduk, and the Shita of Rabbi Akiva on the other hand, who also was ahead of his time, but was ultimately putting forward what would become the Shita of Slabodka, to emphasize the godless Adam, the greatness of man, and the great things that we have that should inspire us to do the right thing. Each of these items, which is introduced in the Mishnah, is essentially introduced twice. So what do I mean by that? So first we're told, Chaviv Adam Shnivra B'Tzelem, beloved is man that he was created in God's image. And then we're told, Chibo Yisera Nodaslo Shnivra B'Tzelem, an extra measure of love was shown to him, that he was created in Litzalam Elokim. And similarly, Chavivin Yisrael, Shnikru Bonam Lamakom, right? Beloved are the Jewish people, they are called children of Hashem, Chiba Yisera Nodas Lohem. An extra measure of love was made known to them, that they are called children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, Chavivin Yisrael Shnito Lam Kli Chemda, Chiba Yisera Nodas Lohem Shnito Lam Kli Chemda. Right? Not all the Jewish people were given this wonderful gift called the Torah, and an extra measure of love was shown to them, that this gift was given to them. What's added each time by the second phrase, Chiba Yisera Nodas Lohem? An extra measure of love was made known to them. So the Rambam, in his commentary on the Mishnayos, writes as follows: Ha'hoda'a ma'shehitivu lo shir ha'tova, hi ha'tova acheres. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for each of these gifts, gave us a double gift. He gave us the gift, but even beyond that, he informed us that he gave us the gift. And those two things don't automatically go together. I can give you something, but never tell you that I gave you something. And whereas I think, you know, sometimes in our society we think that that's a sign of particular generosity. In other words, I gave you something, I didn't even let you know that I gave you something. Chazal didn't look kindly on that. Chazal felt very strongly that if you give somebody a matana, if you give somebody a gift, you should let him know that you gave him the gift. I think in the simple context in which Chazal talk about that you have to be modia someone, you have to let somebody know that you gave them a gift, it's because the whole point of the gift is to create friendship between people. If I give you something and I don't let you know that I gave it to you, so I've missed an opportunity to strengthen the bonds of friendship between us. It's not that I'm a better person because I'm giving it to you anonymously. We're not talking about stalker. Stalker is a different story. But if I just give you a gift on a social level, I should, not just that I should reap the benefits of your gratitude, but the relationship is strengthened because of the fact that you feel that gratitude. How much more so in a situation like this, where the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't need our gratitude, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us gifts, not just in the sense of that he's giving us a financial benefit or something like that. He's not just giving us, you know, money. He's giving us tools. He's giving us, again, as we said before, he's giving us three tools to become the best people that we can be. The fact that we were created B'Tzelem Elokim, the fact that we are called children of God, and the fact that we have a Torah. If we don't have those tools, if we don't realize that we have those tools, if we have the tools but don't know that we have the tools, so the tools are not really going to be as effective. They may not be effective at all. Part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of the gift, is letting us know that we have the gift. If we had superpowers somehow, but no one had ever informed us of the fact that we had superpowers, the superpowers aren't worth all that much. If we have this incredible gift that we were created, B'Tzelem Elokim, but we don't realize that we have the gift, so what can we do with the gift? What can we do with a gift that we don't realize that we have? We can maximize the gift if we realize that we have the gift. So that's the Rambam writes. That's the second line with regard to each of these items. Chaviv Adam Shnivra B'Tzelem. So first off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He created us in the image of God. But Chiba Yisera no da'as lo. But a Chiba Yisera, an extra measure of love, a second gift, is no da'as lo Shnivra B'Tzelem. Is the fact that he was made aware. The Rambam translates the word no da'as lo in the sense of letting him know, informing him. There's an extra measure of love insofar as we are not only the beneficiaries of having Tzelem Elokim, but we are informed that we have Tzelem Elokim. And that's why it's only the second time around in each of these cases that the Mishnah quotes a pasuk. Shenemar ki B'Tzelem Elokim asa es ha'adam. Why are we quoting a pasuk? The pasuk is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us that we had received this gift. Otherwise, we would have the gift, but we'd be unaware of the fact that we had it. And that's each of these times. Not only were we called Banim Lamakom, but we are informed that we are called Banim Lamakom. That Banim, you know, Shenemar Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. Not only do we have the Torah, which is this Kli Chemda, this beautiful, wonderful instrument, but Chiba Yisera Nodas Lahem Shnito Lahem Likli Chemda. We are informed that we have this incredible, beautiful Torah, as the pasuk says, Ki Lekach Tov Nosati Lachem Torasi Al Ta'azovu. Right? So, in other words, the fact that we are informed by itself is something that we have to be incredibly appreciative of. The Rambam adds, Ki pa'amim shiyigmal ha'adam tova le'ish mibnei adam al derech rachmanus. Sometimes you'll do something for somebody else out of a sense of rachmanus, out of a sense of mercy. V'lo yodi'uhu. Sheer Masha Asa Imam Neshu Nivza Be'enov. But he doesn't let the beneficiary of his kindness know that you were the one that gave him this gift, because he looks down on the person. You know, you have Rachmanis on a poor person sitting on the street corner, so you leave him a little bit of money, but the person doesn't really carry such weight in your eyes, so you know you're going to enter into a whole discussion with him. By the way, I'm going to give you this. I only enter in discussions with people that I perceive to be of importance, of significance. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only gave us the gift, but informed us that he gave us the gift, is something which has tremendous significance in its own right. This is a hakdama. This is an introduction to this first part of the Mishnah. Be'ezus Hashem, when we pick up next week, I want to continue. There's a lot more to talk about in this Mishnah. I want to try to elucidate that when we get together next week. Starting tomorrow, Shi'urim Be'ezus Hashem are going to be in Shul. Going to be the same time tomorrow, 8:30 to 9. But I will still have the phone connection, so those who are in Shul can listen to the Shi'urim. Those who want to call in with the same call-in number can continue to call in at 8:30. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be able to learn together tomorrow night. Being Shavasa B'Tammuz, we'll talk about something that's relevant to the fast day. And then again, we'll continue next week between 8:30 and 9, doing Ramban on Sundays and Mondays, and then continuing Pirkei Avos on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So this time we'll say Kapitloch, Tzadi Aleph and Kuf Chav Aleph, 91 and 121, and then we'll make the Mishaberch for Cholim. Yoshev b'seiser elyon, b'tzel shaddai yislonon. Omer l'Adonai, machsi umtsudosi, Elohai eftach bo. Ki hu yatziluch mipach yokush, midever havos. Bevoso yosech loch, v'sachas genafov v'se, tzino v'soche ro amito. Ashachar v'ofes en tidroch, tirmos kefir v'sanin, ki v'choshak v'yafalateyu, asagateyu ki adashimi, ikonu v'neyu imanochi v'tzoroach aletzeyu v'yachabedeyu, arech yomim asbiyeyu yareyu v'shuosi. Kuf Chofalef 121, shilam alos esoinai leorim, eyayin yovo ezri. Ezri me'adonai yosei shamayim v'oretz, Yitein lamot raglecho al yonum shomerecho. Hinu lo yonum velo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecho. Adonai tzilecho al yad yeminecho. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeko. Yoreach baloilo. Adonai yishmorcho mikoro. Yishmor es nafshecho. Adonai Yishvar Tzaytzicha Vo'echa Me'atov Yad Olam Mishayach Abuseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'yakom Moshe V'yaron Dov Nishlomo V'yivarch Rabbe Yitzcholim V'avur Shibli Negdan Amistakob V'avura Mishayza Kodesh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachlim Aleyhem Rachlim Olam Apusam Lachzik Aleyach Yosam Yishlach Lohem Me'yarefu Ashlem Minashomayim Cholevarayam L'chogideyam
Everyone, and wonderful evening and an easy fast.